Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Dallas County Emergency Management Coordinator AJ Seeley. So as everyone knows, when we get into that spring season, the possibility for severe weather goes exponentially up. So in terms of that, what does Dallas County Emergency Management do when there is severe weather or the possibility for severe weather?
Sure. So our agency's role has several folds. So first, we want people to be prepared. So we work on a year-round basis to make sure that people are aware of the threats and kind of have some information and can take action on threats when they actually happen. What we do from our perspective on a daily basis is we monitor for threats. And so weather is one of those. It actually is one of the most significant threats to Dallas County. It's one that we see every single year. And so what we do on issuance of a watch or a warning is our awareness escalates. And then based on what type of warning it is or what weather we're about to see, we'll change kind of what policies we put into place and what procedures we follow to make sure that we're having a coordinated approach countywide. And also that information is shared from our field spotters to the weather service and out ultimately to the public.
Now, in the event that that severe weather moved into Dallas County, so say there was a tornado warning or a severe thunderstorm warning, what kind of things get put into place then?
So as I mentioned, the primary thing we do is monitoring. And so once we're aware of a weather threat, then one of the processes we do is we coordinate with our dispatch centers, which ultimately coordinate with our local fire departments. And so a lot of the times what happens for severe weather is we'll activate our field spotters. So primarily fire departments, but we have some other groups as well that do spotting, and essentially that information is funneled from those spotters to us at the dispatch center and then from us to the National Weather Service and other media partners. And really the goal is to, you know, radar can't see everything. So we want to make sure that we're clarifying what the radar does see and providing the truth to, yes, the radar is showing this and this is what we have on the ground. And the other piece to that is we're providing warning to the public by saying, this is what's happening right now. Don't go out, avoid this area, and take action when you need to take action.
When severe weather is around, you know, whether those be tornadoes or thunderstorms, you know, the word watch and warning gets thrown around a lot. Can you just explain the difference between a watch and a warning?
Sure. A watch is generally issued over a larger geographical area, so a several county region. And a watch means that conditions are favorable for that type of instance. So if it's a tornado watch, it means that the potential for tornadoes is possible later in the day. A warning, on the other hand, is more on a much smaller scale, and it only encompasses the area that is encountering the severe event. So whether that be a tornado warning on a small area or a severe thunderstorm warning on a small area, really, for the public, a watch means that you should have enhanced awareness and be monitoring the weather on a more frequent basis, especially if you're going to be out and about. And then a warning means that you should be taking action. So if there's a severe thunderstorm warning, that's the time to move inside, depending on what type of severity that storm's bringing, take action based on that. And the same thing for tornado. If a tornado warning's issued, that's the time to take shelter and seek out that safe place.
Now, in the event that a tornado was coming, say for the community of Perry, and those tornado sirens start going off, you know, what should people do? Where should people go if they hear that?
Sure. So we always say the most interior portion of your home, away from windows and the outside of your house. So a lot of times a bathtub is a good place if you don't have a basement, but otherwise a basement is usually the best place. And there's some other circumstances where maybe your community has a designated storm shelter, and that would be another good approach as well. The importance to that identifying a shelter is that it should be done ahead of time. And so make sure that you know where you're going to go and you know where your family's going to go before the tornado warning starts, because it's always hard to try to figure out where we're going to go and if there's enough room in the space and if it's the best space. So it's always good to think about ahead of time.
Now, you know, kind of with a tornado siren, what does that kind of signify to people? You know, what's the time between the siren goes off that they could expect that tornado could be directly in their area?
Sure. So the weather phenomenon is, I think, one that we have a greater understanding of all the time, but there's no hard and fast rule to the amount of warning that the tornado sirens provide. So, and we always encourage people to be aware of weather just via whatever means. Obviously, we will do our part in sounding the sirens when it's appropriate. But generally, outdoor warning sirens across Dallas County will sound for two things. So first one being a tornado warning over a designated area. So if it's over the community of Perry only, then we're only going to sound the sirens in Perry. And then on the other activation front, we will sound for severe thunderstorm warnings, which include winds of 70 mile an hour or greater. And so that's kind of back to the August derecho. That's kind of the winds that we were seeing or we were forecasted to be seeing. And so our new thresholds will include that 70 mile an hour wind. Anytime you hear a tornado siren, regardless of if it's a severe thunderstorm warning or a tornado warning, move indoors and seek additional information. So we want people to go monitor local media sources, whether that be radio, TV, weather radio, if you have one of those. It's really a signal to go inside and get more information.
Now, what should people do if they are out and about driving in severe weather? You know, maybe they're coming home from work or they had to go pick up the kids from daycare or school and they hear a tornado siren go off. You know, what should they do if they're in their car?
Right. So we always encourage folks to avoid driving in severe weather if possible. And sometimes I get that it's unavoidable. One of the things, just turning on your headlights, adjust your speed for the road conditions. So turning off cruise control if you had it on, just due to the potential for hydroplaning. You can tune your local radio into, whatever channel that's playing any sort of updated weather information. If necessary, you can attempt to seek shelter in a public place, but definitely avoid overpasses. So if there is severe weather happening, under an overpass isn't always a great place because the winds can actually kind of be magnified as they kind of pass through that constricted area.
If someone were to be caught outside, whether they're in their car or maybe they were taking the dog for a walk and a tornado kind of just decided to come into their area and they don't have any structure around them to take shelter in, what should they do?
The best thing to do if you're caught without any shelter is to lie flat, face down on some low ground, and then protect your head with the back of your arm. So it sounds kind of crazy to be out right in the field, but that will get you to the lowest point possible and hopefully away from any flying debris and that sort of thing.
And that was our conversation with Dallas County Emergency Management Coordinator AJ Seely. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.